Yo, what up, y'all? Welcome to the Ignorant Know-It-Alls. I'm your boy, Wavy McGuire. First off, before we get to our names, it's Saturday, 12 o'clock. You know, we haven't been here for the last couple of weeks. Brothers have been working, traveling, just doing stuff. Yeah, about 3 weeks, right? You know, we're here, 92.6 The Spot. It's 12 o'clock Saturday. I'm your boy, Wavy McGuire, a.k.a. the Ignorant Know-It-All, a.k.a. the Lazy Genius, and I'm here with my man.
And this is the Brooklyn Basquiat.
What language was that?
a.k.a. Where Brooklyn at?
Where Brooklyn at?
Where Brooklyn at?
Where Brooklyn at?
Welcome to the show, everybody.
What up,
How's everybody doing?
Yo, what's up? Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Bowtie Ben. I know he's been texting me like, yo, when you gonna get a show in?
Shout out to the crime bosses at WKBP. We appreciate your patience and your presence because it's been an interesting 3 weeks. We were both out of town. Very, very busy. A lot on the schedule.
Right. And then, I mean, just to wrap up last week, you know, last week was crazy last week. I mean, you know, you had an earthquake.
Yeah.
Last week, Friday, there was an earthquake.
New York City.
We had the eclipse.
The solar eclipse.
We had a solar eclipse. You know, Diddy, I think, allegedly, Diddy may have been on the run. I don't know. You know, people are still talking about the Baltimore Bridge collapsing.
You know, it's interesting you said about, you know, you have some of your listeners say that they don't want you to talk about Diddy D, but your man Diddy D has not stopped being in the news for the past 3 or 4 weeks.
Say that again. How you pronounce his name?
Your man Diddy D has been in the news for the past 3 weeks. Nothing has happened yet. So,
did you see the mugshot that they have of him?
It doesn't even look like him. I don't think that's a.
But I'm just saying. I think what Diddy,
he hasn't been arrested yet.
What Diddy's doing, I think he's paying off like any doppelganger he can find on the street that resembles him. It's just like, yo, take the rap from me, so he could just disappear.
You know what I actually think happened? I think the Homeland Security raided his house because I think they went in to find the videos, I guess, of powerful people who may have been on those videotapes. You know, for those who don't know, you know, according to some news reports, you know, Diddy D had hidden cameras all over his mansion, and I guess freaky things were happening in his house. And there were some very powerful people, maybe politicians, maybe high-level record execs, things of that nature. Right. And they may have been recorded doing illegal things like having sex with underage minors. And
I thought you were about to say underage mice. I was about to say, what kind of freaky animal shit is this?
You know, and abuse and things of that nature. Your boy Usher and Meek Mills has mentioned it.
So these are all alleged. This is information popping up in the YouTube streets.
It's not alleged. It's all in the court recording.
But still, it's alleged for the show because we don't want to get
flagged. It's alleged. It's alleged. But the court filings were kind of fascinating. If you read through some of it, you know, a lot of it is nonsense. I think Lil Rob or whatever his name is, he has to get a new attorney because his attorney is kind of like all over the place.
Right.
And he's kind of like just throwing names out there to see if it'll stick. And he has to be careful because he'll lose credibility quick, you know, once they go to court.
But let me ask you a question. How do you feel about this new thing where now they're trying to change the no homo to no Diddy? How you feel about that? Listen, no homo, the no homo pause game is, you know, it's been around forever. I don't like that now everybody wants to use the no Diddy. I'm not using that shit at all.
You know, words evolve.
Well, the phrase,
slang,
I mean,
all the time. So, you know,
would you use it? Would you be like, his head is big, no Diddy? You're going to do that?
I'm an older dude, so of course, you know, I'm not going to use it. But I'm sure a lot of young men out there, they're going to start using it. They're already using it. I hear it all the time when you see kids walking up and they say,
You already
no
know
Diddy.
What my term is. My term is either pause or no freaky.
I rarely even say pause, and I'm saying pause now because everybody tells me pause because you can't say nothing. You can't make a full sentence without saying something that sounds suspect.
But now I'm like this, that's huge. No freaky. So my term is no freaky. So
you could be saying something simple as this ish is hard, and everybody's like pause. Just a regular conversation. It's gotten to the level where even in a professional manner, you're speaking to your bosses, and if
and you
say something.
Have to say
right, something and, crazy. Right, right, and if you say something crazy, they're even saying poor. So I think it's funny how slang has transcended, right. you know, even in professional arenas.
That's, wow, in a professional arena.
Yes. Interesting, right?
Yo, but this week has been, you know, not even the start of the week. I guess it was just in the middle of the week, you know. DJ Mr. C has passed away. For those that know who Mr. C is, Mr. C has been instrumental in hip hop since the conception of Big Daddy Kane. He was Big Daddy Kane's DJ.
Yep.
You know, then went on to become a big DJ for the radio stations. You know, Hot 97, could have been on Power 105, mm-hmm. could have been on WBLS, right. could have been on KISS. You know, currently he was on, I think he was on Sirius XM.
He's on The Block too.
Now he's on 90. Now he was on 90 for The Block, which is the new station that's here in New York City. But you know, he has passed away, and he was instrumental in, you know, discovering and bringing Biggie to the forefront, to Bad Boy.
He was pivotal in bringing,
right,
you know, getting that deal for Biggie Smalls. He brought us, you know, he worked with two of the greatest MCs of all time, mm-hmm. Big Daddy Kane,
mm-hmm.
and Biggie Smalls. Those are the two, one of the huge rap artists,
right,
you know, about time. So, you know, it's a huge loss. You know, New York City is kind of in mourning right now.
Right.
Rest in peace to Mr. C.
Mr. C. I mean, family. I know he had scared, you know, people. And this is the thing, what happens. Instead of us embracing and acknowledging and giving this man his flowers, you know, that he's gone, you know, they always want to bring up the past. Yes, we know what his past was like. We know what he did. You know, whatever he did, that's between him and his business. You know what I mean? That shouldn't be even out in the streets like that. But, you know, I've always wondered why, you know, as being such a big DJ as he was, how come he never put out, like, you know, like full-length albums, like how, you know, Funkmaster Flex did, or Big Cap, what's the other dude? What's the other DJ? Street Sweepers, my man K Slade.
Right.
You know, how come he never, you know, that's what I always wondered. Why didn't he create an album like that and just have a whole bunch of artists with, you know, on production that he may have done and so forth, and you, do stuff like
that. You know, that's an interesting question, because like we just said, you know, he introduced Biggie and was pivotal in getting mm-hmm. that deal for Biggie. Maybe he saw all the nonsense going on and the politics going on in the music business and said, hey, well, you know, maybe I don't want to get involved with that.
Right.
You know, he's the kind of guy, he's a leader. He wants to create his own way, and that's what he did.
Okay.
And he was a powerful influence. You know, what's the Mix at Noon? You know, that was huge. What started at Hot 97?
Right? Yeah, it started at Hot 97. Right. The 12 o'clock free ride.
Right.
That's what it was called. The 12 o'clock free ride.
The 12 o'clock free ride.
Right.
And that's when Hot 97 was a really good...
was a really good station.
Was a really good station for hip-hop.
Right. And they were actually playing a lot of good music.
A lot of good music. But as we know, you know, management comes in. New management comes in. They change it. They, you know, the payola allegedly starts. Yeah. And that's why you're hearing all this trash now on the radio. You know,
yeah, Sexy Red and fucking right. Ice Spice.
You're hearing a lot of this material that, you know, shouldn't be on the radio. You
right,
know,
exactly.
Things like that should not be on the radio.
Right, exactly. And then, of course, the passing of O.J. Simpson. One of the greatest... Was he a running back? What position did he play?
He was a running back.
I think he played so many positions. I don't know what he played.
He was a running back. He's really good. And he played for, I think, the Buffalo Bills. And he also played for the 49ers.
Right. Did he play for the Oilers?
I don't know if I don't think he played for. He may have, but I don't remember him playing for.
But everyone knows O.J. Simpson. I mean,
well, we know him for the Hertz commercials.
But the thing is, for which commercials? The Heinz?
Hertz.
The Hertz commercial.
And the Naked Gun movies, or he
right?
Played.
The not the Naked Gun. It was was it the Naked Gun series? Yes, it was the Naked Gun series.
He was brilliant in those. He was hilarious.
We've know like growing up, we've watched O.J. as a football player, as you know, a sports commentator, as a movie star, commercials. But a lot of people currently right now, you know, millennials and other people would know O.J. Simpson from
the court case of our time.
Right. Which was, you know, him,
the white Bronco.
Right. You know, killing his wife. You know what's so crazy? Because when they posted that, mm-hmm. the news and the information, I didn't believe it at first. I was like, nah, this is crazy. I don't believe this shit at all.
Right.
Like, you know, I was waiting for, like, other news sources. I mean, because Channel 7 Instagram page had posted it up. But I was like, nah, fam. I'm waiting for either Mace or Cam'ron to report it. Or I'm waiting for some other, you know, hood. Like, you know, whether it's The Source or whether it's, you know, All Hip Hop or anybody. Like, that's who I was waiting for.
Or TMZ.
Right. To actually say, yes, it's confirmed. Right. This is true. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's such a loss. And people know, like, I was reading the comments, you know, a lot of people was like, yo, that's good for him. You know, now he can meet his maker. Right. You know, now Nicole and Ron can rest in peace. And I'm just like, eh. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen. My conspiracy theory is that he didn't do it. I think he covered it up.
You know, I believe his son. I actually think the same thing. I don't think he did the murders. You're absolutely right. You know, when they caught OJ, you know, these are the things that you have to realize. So when they catch OJ, you know, of course they do a body search to see if he has bruises and things of that nature. And I think he had like one little scratch above his on his knuckle or something like that. It was barely. But people have to understand that Ron Goldman, rest in peace, Ron Goldman, the person who was killed along with Nicole Simpson, was a martial arts specialist.
Right.
And you know, if you don't know, he had a lot of defense bruises on him. So he fought. Right. So he obviously fought. So whoever was in combat with him during that time when they were trying to get at him, you know, he fought. So the person who murdered him would have had bruises all over himself.
Right.
You know, and that wasn't the case for OJ. What I think happened, you know, we all heard the rumors. We all think that it was actually his son who murdered Nicole Simpson. The reason why we say that was because what's his name? Jason Simpson. He was actually trained in hand-to-hand combat.
His son. Right.
He was trained. He was good with knives. He had already been in trouble for
carrying several knives.
No, but he attacked his girlfriend and I think his boss with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, I think he was off his psychotic drugs or medication at that time.
Psychotropic medication.
Correct. So he was off his meds at that time. So I think, you know, and I don't think he was too fond of his mother at that time. And they say he had like a Jekyll and Hyde kind of personality when he was off his meds.
Well, that's what medication would do. If you're not on the meds, you know, you kind of, you know, the chemical imbalance within your body could change or whatever. I'm not a doctor, so please, you know. But this is just, you know, things that, you know, we read. And I think, personally, he killed them and OJ came and he called his father for help. And, you know, like the daddy is, came through and, you know, took the blunt and knew he was going to get wrapped up with that, took the blunt of it.
You know, and of course, back then, you know, the LAPD was known for being corrupt. You know, they had all the racial issues with Rodney King and things of that nature. So, you know, the way they handled that case wasn't the best either. Then you had, what's his name, Mark Furman, who was an obvious racist. And you know, they walked around with the blood work all through town before they filed. You know, a lot of shit happened. You know, they should have just checked Jason Simpson to see if he had any bruises, because that's what you do in an investigation.
He wasn't there.
Right, but he wasn't there. So, you know, who knows? You know, there was another witness that was discredited later that said that she saw four men running away from Nicole or where they were murdered.
Right.
So, you know, the other rumor is that her friend, Faye Resnick,
I don't know.
Yeah, that she was into drugs and...
You could tell this brother here had watched... I mean, I've watched the court case, but he actually studied the court case. And if you want... Listen.
We all did.
Right.
We had no choice.
Right. But right. And you know that they're actually re-airing a lot of the court cases now on, I think, what is it, Court TV or Crime TV or one of those stations, and they actually do it. So if you want to go back and watch it, you know, you could just log on and just watch it and so forth. But anyway, I mean, it's unfortunate. The brother died. You know, the only thing I've always said, and we always laughed at this, is, you know, his time in jail or his time just being around, like, why is he always tanned? Like, every time I saw OJ Simpson, he just had this tan. And we've always mentioned this shit before. Like, he always had a tan.
You know, it's so funny because it was only you and I having these conversations. Because, you know, he didn't get, of course, he came out innocent for the murder, but,
right.
But then in some strange thing, I think his merchandise or his paraphernalia, memorabilia, he went and got it back, and he was arrested for that.
That was the only thing that he got wrapped up for.
But every time, I remember during that time, every time he showed up in court, he always had a tan.
Right.
And I was laughing because, am I the only one that sees that he has a tan? What is he doing all day that he has a tan?
And it was like that tan matched the right. Orange jumpsuit. I was like, yo, this...
Right, his tan was popping.
The color contrast was so immaculate. It was just like, boom, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? But it's unfortunate that he's gone. You know, I posted up a picture with OJ that I took. You know, this was like, it took in Atlanta. It was like 5 years, like, after his conviction. You know, I ran up on a brother. Like, we ran up on him when he was in a club in Atlanta. You know, I do have a bit about that I'm going to restructure and read. Because, you know, as a tribute, you know, you want to put that out there. I think this would be a good conversation piece on stage. It just kind of just put it out there and let everybody enjoy it. Yeah, but... yeah, that's it. And I mean, you know, we had Mr. C pass away, we had OJ pass away, and you know, the old saying is death comes in threes. I am just fucking curious to find out, you know, and I don't want this to happen, but it always happens. There's always a third person that follows right behind
a famous person,
right?
A world-renowned person,
you know what I mean? So I don't know, it's just weird. I mean, everybody, you know, everybody probably experienced the death in threes. The shit is true. So I'm just kind of preparing myself to see who's going to be, you know, that person. You know, hopefully there isn't anyone.
Well, I'm hoping there's no one.
Right, I'm hoping there's no one. But, you know, it's something's going to happen. It's just weird like that. It, you know, death does come in threes. It happened to me. You know, I've experienced death in, you know, three deaths back to back in the month of January. Back in 2012. So, you know, I know that, you know, shit like that does happen. So, I don't know.
So what did you let's rewind a little bit. What did you do during the solar eclipse? Did you watch it?
So I had my glasses from 2017 when we had the last solar eclipse.
Aren't you supposed to dispose of those?
No.
Aren't they toxic?
No, they're not.
Oh, okay.
I kept them in a box. wrapped up in aluminum foil.
Sure.
You know, if you really put those glasses on, you can actually see aliens. So I just kept those
really?
I'm playing. But I took it, I watched it. Nigga, it's just regular shit. It's just, you know, we didn't get the full eclipse. It was just a crescent sun. The moon blocked and just gave a crescent. It was still bright outside. I looked at it, saw it, and I was like, okay, I'm out, and went right back to work. But everybody else was outside like, oh my goodness, like, this is...
You know, well in Brooklyn, they made a whole celebration. They had a band outside. There were people outside. There were hundreds of people.
Niggas barbecuing.
Every barbecuing. People obviously don't work, or should I say they stay remote now. So everybody was outside, hundreds of people. Everybody was in good spirits.
Right.
But you know what my question is? Every time there's an eclipse or a partial eclipse, why is it that when there's a solar eclipse, you never see the moon after that?
Right, yo.
Where does the moon go? Am I the only one that sees this? Like, where's the moon now?
I meant to call you and be like, yo,
now the moon is crossing. So after it crosses, like, I don't see the moon. Why?
It probably went to China. So people in China can see.
It went underground?
Yeah, it went underground so people in China or Australia can actually see the eclipse as well.
That's crazy.
Because you know what's interesting? Remember when I was in Morocco, I was in the Sahara Desert, and I woke up to watch the sunrise, right? So Morocco is, what, 4 hours ahead of you guys. It's 4 hours ahead of New York City. We're 4 hours ahead in Morocco, watch the sunrise. 6:15, sun came out. Great. Took pictures, watched it. I'm sitting in the middle of the Sahara Desert. And then I'm just like, okay, is New York about to see and witness the sunrise as well? Like, we got it. And then, you know, it's still darkness with you guys. Then you guys, were you able to see a sunrise when you woke up in the morning?
Well, I didn't see the sunrise because I woke up a little bit later. So
You a lazy person.
I'm lazy. So. Okay. So by the time it's like 8 or 9 a.m., you know, the sun's already up and beaming. It, you know, it's not like...
So clearly you can understand this dude is not get up early in the morning type of person.
Well, now that we're in springtime and we sprung forward. Now, right. You know, I wake up early. But in the wintertime, don't look at me when it's still dark outside. Don't call me. Don't talk to me. You know,
dark and
you know how
the time
I am in the winter. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's cold.
But I love it now. Like it's still light outside when it's like 7:30, 8. When it's wintertime, by 3:30, it's already pitch dark. And oh my gosh, I get the winter blues all the time.
Wow, that's it.
And a lot of people are complaining about the solar eclipse that they got. They're feeling like still headaches and.
How do you
sickness.
Feel? I don't. Well, they're getting sickness from the earthquake because I don't know what you were doing. You said you didn't feel it when the earthquake happened.
Because I was driving.
I was sitting at home. I was working from home.
Lazy.
Yeah, I was, you know, at home in my boxes doing my remote work, and the bed just started to rumble. And I thought it was my downstairs neighbors, like, doing some dumb shit. So I'm yelling, yo, what the fuck are you guys doing? And next thing you know, my whole apartment is swaying back and forth with me in it. When I looked at my bookshelf and I looked at my computer desk and saw everything swaying from back of, nigga, I jumped up.
4.8 is a pretty big earthquake.
Oh, it's a pretty,
for us.
Yeah. I mean, well, we didn't experience the 4.8. I guess it was in Jersey, and then the waves just came through, and you know, and shook us, and you know, just it shook us up a little bit. But you know what was interesting is exiting. So this is the funny shit that I did, right? So I put all of my stuff, came out the hallway, saw a couple of neighbors, and I was like, yeah, you guys felt it. I was like, yeah, we're having an earthquake, or there was an earthquake. I was like, yeah, you know, let's exit the floor and exit the building. And instead of doing the smart shit and taking the stairs, I don't know why I directed everybody and we all jumped on the elevator to go downstairs.
That was smart.
It was. That was the most brilliant move I've ever done in my life.
So you know when we see all these disaster movies and we're always screaming at the screen, oh, that was a dumb move. You go ahead during the earthquake. Right.
And
that
take
was
an elevator.
And you take the elevator so you can get crushed within the building. Right.
And then as soon as I get downstairs, all of the neighbors and all of the residents are downstairs asking the doorman questions like, hey, what's
instead
going
of leaving
on?
The
and so what I did was, as I'm walking out the building, I was like, yo, you'll never know what's going on when the building falls on you, right. So you might as well go outside. And I just kept it moving, walked across the street, stayed by the park, and I looked, you know, the way the clouds were moving that day, because the sun was out, the sky was blue, the clouds were moving, it kind of made it look like the building was still swaying back and forth.
That's crazy.
So... So I just went and got a bagel, got a sugar cane juice for my man, the juice, the Trevor, the juice man, sitting by the park there, boy. And I got me one of the sugar cane juice and got my bagel. I chilled, sat in the park, drank, ate. And then when it was time to go upstairs, I went back upstairs and finished my work. And that was the end of my day.
Yeah, you know, we do have to be careful here in New York, because if we get like a major earthquake here, you know,
over for us.
Yeah, a lot of the homes are over 100. You know, we're known for our brownstone.
Except buildings that were like pre-war buildings that were built to, you know, sustain. Like when you see those
fallout
signs,
shelters.
The fallout shelter built, like those buildings are the strongest buildings. But, you know, I think all of these buildings that they're building now, you know, this shit is just made out of sheetrock, nigga.
I think
building,
they're all gonna fall.
Soon as a little shit shakes up, all of that shit is falling.
I think so too.
You know, a lot of the dudes that you see that are on the construction sites building, these dudes are on breaks, smoking weed and doing all type of shit. I'm like, yeah, I would never live in this building that these that these dudes are constructing. You know what I'm saying? Because we're dying. You know what I mean? Nigga, it's falling apart, son. It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over. It's over.
Well, you know, like, we've been talking about this for a year. You know, after the solar eclipse passes through the U.S., mm-hmm. you know, in the conspiracy world, it kind of signals the transformation that's going to happen.
Right.
In the U.S., you know, everybody expected something to happen the day of the eclipse. But, you know, I personally don't think it's over yet. You know, you have to be mindful the next 6 months and the next few years. You know, a lot of things might change. So, you know, if you're listening to us, you know, always be prepared. Have extra water, extra food.
And extra toilet paper.
Extra toilet paper in your bug out bag.
Right.
Because you just never know. In New York City or wherever you are, you just might have to leave with a book bag and just get out.
Can I tell you something? You know what's so weird with me is, like, every time there's like some type of natural disaster, some type of like shocking or traumatic event that happens in the world or something, like, I don't know why I always have the urge, like, I need to shit before I move on. Like, I don't know what that is. It's just the urge, like, when the earthquake happened, I ran downstairs. I don't know why my stomach was like, yo, son, we got to take a shit. And I was like, no, we can't shit because the building is going to fall on us. Like, you know what I kid you, Nick, I don't know. It's weird. That was the information that I wanted to share with you.
Right. It's kind of like, you know, other things that people do, you know, you want to get a snack or you want to get your favorite bagel with extra cream cheese and lox on it. You know, you want to do something special because, you know, it's traumatizing.
You know, what's crazy too is like, you know, so I don't know. Another urge I had is like when I put all my shit on and I was trying to leave out of the house, like, I don't know why I had the urge, like, yo, I gotta straighten this shit up. Like, you know, there's like things that are out of position and you wanna straighten up in the house. Just in case some shit falls and the house collapsed, at least you could say, yo, my house was neat. It wasn't dirty when everything collapsed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just be having like these weird, this is just a weird urge or some shit. I don't know.
So we know who's gonna survive the disaster movies.
Right, exactly.
You're gonna be in the
clearly
house fixing
me.
Your house and ironing your boxes.
My boxes and my pants and my shirt. I gotta look fly before shit falls. Nah,
and in the toilet.
Right.
So when the earthquake happens, we all know where to find Wavy.
Right.
He's gonna be on the toilet.
On the toilet. You know they say the bathroom is actually the safest place to be if there's a fucking.
Yeah,
like,
they say a lot of things.
Yo, you know what's funny though is that everybody kept getting those alerts like, yo, there's a 4.8 earthquake, yo, please stay indoors. I'm like, why? If the building collapses, everybody's fucked. So why would you send those alerts? Yo, they want us to.
First
yo,
of all,
they
I
want
not,
to kill us.
As soon as you know, this is my advice.
They want us to die.
Of course, I'm an ignorant know-it-all. So this is my ignorant advice. If you get those alerts or messages from your local mm-hmm. government, you do the exact opposite.
Exactly. Nigga, you know what? You should always do the opposite of what the
government
tells
you. Right,
so if
they tell you to sit down in the house and wait, that means you should get the hell out of the
exactly.
Garage. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Get out.
If your mayor tells you, yo, in order to get baptized, you need to go to jail to get baptized and come out, nigga, don't go to jail. Just go to a church. How do you feel about your man going to Rikers Island to get baptized? That was like the most funniest shit to me.
And
you had Al Sharpton baptize you. Al Sharpton, I don't even think Al Sharpton's pastor degree or his pastor license is I think that shit expired, right?
I don't know. I try not to stay away from the talking about informants and things of that.
Yo, he's you call that man an informant.
I didn't call it. That's been all over the news. He's a known informant.
Oh my goodness.
And they say your man Diddley D is one too.
Diddly diddly d.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Shit. Well, you know,
you know, much like Epstein, you know, Epstein, you know, obviously works for the intelligence. He works for the Mossad.
That's crazy. Well, in sports, you know, give a shout out to the UConn men's UConn team. They won the national championship, which was a dope. You know, shout out to my man T. Ross, the driver. His son actually plays on the UConn team. He's a freshman. So, you know, they won that national championship. Yo, Ross, when he comes home with that ring, I wanted a picture. Yeah, shout out to Don Stanley and the South Carolina Gamecocks, No Freaky. They won the national championship for the women's.
No Freaky.
They won the women's national championship. And they beat Iowa State. And you know what's so interesting is that an all-black team, right, that's coached by a black woman.
An excellent coach.
Right, that's won multiple awards and multiple championships in her college career and her WNBA career and her professional career.
Yeah.
In her three or four years that she's been there, has a record of 109 with only 3 losses. Had a 38-0 season this year, winning the title undefeated. Yet the media still took the time out to focus on Caitlin, whatever her name. I don't.
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark. Yes. Caitlin Clark, who is a guard that plays for Iowa, and they still focused everything on that losing team.
I think it's disrespectful, and I'm tired
and it's some of our black counterparts that were doing that shit as well. You know what I'm saying? And it's a shame that, you know, no one would give the praise. And I'm just like, come on, man.
You know what I had a problem with when some of the commentators were talking ill of the young lady, I guess, from LSU. I forget her name. But I just think some of the commentary is just inappropriate. You know, the young lady already has a championship ring. You know, Caitlin does not.
No, she's not.
Okay?
She doesn't have a ring.
So you know, I never understand why you're speaking like that, especially about a young lady. I just personally feel it's inappropriate.
Like, you're a grown man. Correct. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a grown man.
Correct.
These women are, these young, you know, ladies,
these
are only like,
these
what?
Young ladies are getting,
like,
death threats. You know, they're getting racist threats. They're getting all, just by playing basketball.
Just playing basketball. That's crazy.
Just winning basketball games.
I can't imagine what the death threats look like for motherfucking black people winning crazy. Pickleball. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are those death threats? You know, I'm going to slap you with a pickle. I'm going to stuff a pickle in your face. I'm going to put it in your ear. No freaky. No freaky. Oh, my goodness. So what you smoking on today? Look, like, I got a definition
you asked me.
Cigar. Oh, I'm sorry.
Weirdo. So what you smoking? What you smoking, Brooklyn?
Yo, what you smoking?
But I'm smoking. I was like, okay. You really care?
No, I don't. Yo, but Brooklyn,
yeah, I know
what you
don't
smoking?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm smoking the New World by AJ Fernandez. This is the Gobernator. And it's, you know, it's a pressed cigar.
It's a box press?
It's a box. Yeah, it's a box press. It's rectangular.
Mm-hmm. Right. Rectangular.
And it is. It's yeah. As long as it's rectangular. And it has, you know, notes of like French peanuts, toasted barley. You know, it's delicious.
French peanuts, no freaky. That sounds really...
Yeah,
that
ooh,
sounds
la,
really
ooh la la, wee wee, all that stuff.
No freaky freaky.
Yeah, all that freaky freaky. I like the freaky freaky.
I got
stuff.
The freaky freaky.
But yeah, no, it's actually one of my go-tos because it's a very smooth cigar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's always consistent. Every time I have it, it's a wonderful smoke.
But that's not the Cameroon, that's the Maduro wrap, right?
Right, correct.
Okay.
It's the Maduro.
That's
and it's
good.
Called the Gobernator.
The Gobernator.
By New World, AJ Fernandez.
The AJ Fernandez. I have a definition. I believe this one is the Inceptor, which is good. It's a light, has a Cameroon wrapper. I think it's a Dominican cigar, Cuban seeded. I don't have the notes of, you know, French peanuts, you know what I mean? But it has like notes of cherry, you know, has a little bit of licorice. Coffee, yeah, it's like coffee notes, like hazelnuts. I get the hazel.
Very sophisticated.
I got the hazelnuts. No freaky. It has the you know, like you know, when you know, on the cold drawer, you know, you can get like, you know, light earth tones, you know, earthy flavors, you know, barn, all that other stuff. But as soon as you ignite that flame, and you put that flame to the cigar, and that's when all the other flavors activate. And, you know, you get those hazelnuts.
Like the Wonder
you get
Twins?
The Culvers, yes. Wonder Twin Power Deactivate.
Right.
And then, you know, as you smoke the cigar, you know, you get more flavors. It probably gets a little intense towards the end. But this is a really good cigar. It's a definition cigar. It has a yellow label to it. So, you know, if you guys are looking for New World by AJ Fernandez, the Gobernator, you could go look for that. If you're looking for the definition, look for the yellow label. It's a great cigar. We don't have no whiskey today because it's 12 o'clock.
Well, actually, you know, it's always a perfect time to smoke whiskey, especially if you're drinking Kamiki whiskey. Kamiki Intense. So yesterday, speaking of
Kamiki, we want more money.
Yeah. Speaking of Kamiki, yesterday, you know, all this week, and you know, Brooklyn has gotten very fancy.
You've been cultivating a lot of this fancy shit.
Right. So it's been Fashion Week in Brooklyn, and I have to say, a lot of the events were kind of spectacular.
Right.
You know, yesterday there was a fashion show at the Pfizer Building down in Bed-Stuy. And
there's a Pfizer Building in Bed-Stuy.
Yes, there is.
Wow.
And it was kind of fabulous. I can't front. You know, that, you know, you have people there drinking the Kamiki whiskey.
Right. I saw the reel that you put together. That was really
dope. So if you go to my IG page, Brooklyn Basquiat, you can see a little bit of a reel I put together of the models walking up and down the runway. It was kind of fantastic. And you know, a lot of the designers are really talented. You know, you always you know, give props to the Gucci's and all these other popular designers. But the thing is, a lot of those designers get their inspiration right. from these unknown designers. So, you know, if you get a chance, I think the event goes on, I guess, through Saturday. If you get a chance to go, please do. It's Fashion Week in Brooklyn. I'm sure there's tickets still available. So if you get a chance, please go and support. It's wonderful.
Did they have any ugly models that was walking the runway, or were all of them beautiful?
No. You know, the thing about models is...
I shouldn't even say ugly.
No. The thing about models, you know... You know, beauty is kind of subjective, is what you think, but right. it's really the way they walk and how they look and the outfit, and that's key. You know, some of the models were very tall, but there were some shorter models that could walk that runway like wow. They you know, it's an art. It's an art form. When you see,
is that shit hypnotizing? Like when you look, you know,
I've been to both. You know, I've been to high fashion runway shows and more of the boutique runway shows.
Have you ever been to a hood fashion show?
Yes, I have been to a hood fashion show. You know, I they're fantastic if that's what you want to deal with for that day. But I prefer going to the more organized.
The organized ones.
Because it really is an art form. You know, it's not easy to do. You know, people think they're just walking up and down.
Not a fashion show that your college club put together.
Right.
Your college club put the shit together. It's like, yo, we got a fashion
but
show.
But there's a lot that goes on to the show. And you just have to go behind the scenes and see how frantic and crazy how it is to get those outfits and get them perfect and you know, make sure they look fantastic, because there's lots of cameras and press out front once you walk out there, and it was just really wonderful. So please support. And
that's dope. Yo, did you hear that Lunchables, our childhood favorite snack box, contains lead, son? Did you read that?
You know what's interesting? You know, before you were considered a conspiracy theorist, you know, for saying, oh, they're putting things in the food, or oh, they're doing, but it's obvious that they're putting poisons in our food, because we're in the depopulation mode. And you know, they can't even deny it. It's mainstream now.
Right.
So, you know, you really have to pick your foods carefully. You really have to go out of your way. You know, I know, you know, some people have problems. You know, they don't have a lot of money. You know, I understand that. But, you know, try your best to get foods that are organic.
Yeah.
Or you know, they're not bio-made, you know, because there's a lot of weird food out there right now on the market. You know, you got the lab. Yep. You know.
And the lab meat. Don't they like the big creating meat? That shit, man.
You know, and a lot of the bigger stores like Walmart and things of that nature, they have that lab meat. And you can see when you bring it home, it falls apart. It looks crazy, but you can imagine.
Whoever is eating that, kill yourself now. I mean, you might as well do it, because that lab meat is gonna.
You know, but it's interesting. But a lot of you vegans out there, it's the same thing with vegans, you know, that are trying to eat healthy. You know, a lot of the food now, if you look at the label, is overly processed.
Yeah.
So you know, you really have to be careful. You have to monitor, because I'm telling you, they're trying to get us. It's no longer a conspiracy.
It's crazy. For those that are tuning in right now, it's the Ignorant Know-It-Alls. We are here, 92.6 The Spot, every Saturday from 12 to 1. It's your boy, Wavy McGuire. And, of course, I'm with my man, Brooklyn Basquiat. And we just chopping it up, just talking about a couple of things, just talking about shit that happened last week, just talking about things that are currently going on. I've been binge-watching some movies. Like, I finished binge-watching The Gentlemen, which is a dope series on Netflix. And then I was watching like kung fu movies for some reason. I was watching the Five Deadly Venoms, and then I just finished watching The Man with the Golden Arms.
No, actually, one movie that you were telling me about while you were in Morocco, I think.
It was called Three Body Part.
Which is interesting, crazy. Because during the solar eclipse, they activated CERN.
And CERN plays a big part in this fucking movie. And
you also know that NASA also shot rockets into the solar.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. We might not know, but me personally, I feel like they're trying to open portals. They're trying to bring entities in.
Can I tell you, so in three Body Part Problem, or whatever the movie, the series, what happened was in 1968, maybe there was a transmission to, I think, Jupiter. some planet. But, you know, if they sent the signal directly, it took almost, it said that it was taking longer, so they figured out a way to transmit the signal quicker, was transmitting the signal to the sun, and then the sun would then transmit the message to wherever it had to go, right? So anyway, they transmitted the signal. This alien race provided us with cell phones so they can tap into everything that we're doing. And then they focused all of their resources to create a fucking supercomputer that was smaller than a proton. And they hid that computer once CERN was activated. And then when CERN was fucking activated, the computer went in and took over and had operation and fucking tapped into every single digital device that we had. Anything that was digital, whether your computers, your cell phone, your regular phone, TVs, everything. Everything that's smartphone-wise, it just has smart capabilities, was used as a spy tool for this alien race.
Wow.
And it was crazy, and I was just like, God damn, we fucked. I was looking at my phone ready to throw my shit out, but then I looked at the phone and the first thing I said was like, yo, fuck you, alien, what you gonna do, son? Come see me, I'm on the block, son. Because it was gonna take him 400 years. It's taking him 400 years to get to Earth. But, you know, by then, you know, 400 years, I'm going to be gone. But, you know, it's just a matter of, I guess, the generations
right
ahead of us. You know, now it's time to prepare so that way they can devise a plan and fucking go ahead and make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, like, people just become cults to entities that they've never seen before, son. Like, they just, like... It was weird. Like, y'all should just watch that. Watch that. Go watch them old school kung fu flicks. Go watch The Gentleman.
You know,
there's a lot of good shit that's on right
now. That you say close to things that they've they've never seen before. But it's kind of like the same thing that we read in the Bible when they say, "Oh, look, a man has become like us."
Right.
So, you know, could it be the same thing that back in the days, you know, obviously we were more advanced than they're telling us that we were.
I believe we were.
And maybe there were beings that helped us out or right, helped us along. So and maybe there are people that still worship those things.
So one of my boys who studies a lot of that, you know, he studies, you know, the Bible, he studies other things, so forth. Like, he's very, very knowledgeable about a lot of things. And he said that, you know, within the Bible, you know, they always express that, you know, even in the Bible, I think God said, you know, you should only worship me. Meaning that, you know, there were other gods that were out there, and he was only telling you to only worship me. But why not worship all of the different various gods that they have? You know, this is a whole nother topic. I'll bring my boy on here. He'll talk about all that shit. I just want to start
getting into some other
shit. But that's what he was just explaining. You know, maybe, I was like, whoa.
Maybe those other gods that you're referring to are possibly, or could be, or the aliens could be the fallen angels that are so famously spoken about in the Bible.
Right.
Maybe it could just be them.
Shit.
Pretending to be there to help us.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, shout out to 96.2 The Spot. We here. It's 12 o'clock. It's 12 to 1. Every Saturday we here just chopping it up, talking about conspiracy theories, some funny shit movies. Yo, albums of the week. You know, I've been listening to Jizz's Liquid Sword for the last week. I don't know why. I think me watching one of the kung fu flicks, mm-hmm, which was The Shaolin versus The Llama, made me go back to get this album, because there's a lot of references and a lot of skits from that movie and that album, and I just had to listen to that whole album. It was like, yo, this shit is dope, and just went in. What albums are what you listening to?
Well, you know, like we spoke of at the beginning of the show, you know, Mr. C has passed away. He was pivotal in bringing Biggie
right
Smalls to us. So, of course, you know, I immediately went to listen to Biggie's first album.
Mm-hmm.
And
were you listening to A Lot of Kane?
A Lot of Kane. And I have to say, just masterpieces. You know, both of those, their techniques are immaculate. And no one will be able to dethrone those two
right
MCs.
I just want to hear, like, stories from Big Daddy Kane and stories from Scoob. You know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of the stories about Mr. C when they were on the road, things are, you know, like creating all the albums, you know, how did all of that play out? You know, that's shit that I like, that I would love to hear when, you know, you tell stories about things like that, like people that passed and the funny shit that they did.
Yeah. You know, for those listeners who are listening internationally, like from Denmark or from Japan and London, you know, New York is in mourning right now. You know, Mr. C was a huge DJ for us, and he brought some talented artists to the forefront. He helped in that process. So,
right.
It's a very, you know, a lot of the jockeys or the radio personalities were crying on air.
Damn, you really old school, because who says disc jockeys?
Jockeys. I just showed my age. All right, disc jockeys.
He said disc jockeys.
Now they're called radio.
No freaky. They're radio personalities now.
Because they don't even spin records anymore.
No, they don't spin records. They just push buttons.
They just push buttons.
Right. Yeah, so shout out to all of the real DJs that are still spinning actual vinyl.
Like my man Red Alert.
Yes, shout out to Pops. Pops, right. What up?
Yeah, so yeah. Yeah, a lot of the radio personalities were very sad and distraught. Right. So you know, you understandably, you know, that's why we keep talking about it. Those who are not in New York City, you know, might not understand why we keep speaking about Mr. C. He was very important, especially to the hip hop community.
Right. Yeah. That's, you know, that you know, I'm looking forward for next week. You know, just to continue to see what I can do. I'm just putting a lot of things together. Yo, Tony Rock is out in New Brunswick this weekend at the Stress Factory. So I'll be there tonight. You know, just waiting for the word, you know, see what's going on with Tori Hart. I know she's been filming a lot of stuff, so hopefully I'm back on the road with her. But, you know, like, we have a lot of shows that are still being put into effect for New York City. So there's a show coming up in June. You know, I may have a couple coming up in May. And then, you know, in July, you know, we celebrating my birthday. You know, I'm going to be a half a hundred. So, but we're not even going to talk about it. It's just a lot of things I want to start preparing for. Just like what you're trying to do as far as with the whiskey and all of these events.
You know, we're just trying to elevate things for 2024 and beyond.
Right.
But before we go, you know, I do have a gripe.
What is your gripe?
My gripe for the day is...
The
gripe for the day is now in New York City, they have this thing called the window boot.
I saw that
they're putting like a boot over the window.
Goodness.
So now it's not your tire. So
it's
normally
a suction cup that fucking sucks. It is right placed right on the window.
Right on the window. So, you know, you obviously can't drive unless you're Ace Ventura and drive with your head out the window.
Right, basically.
So yeah, now they have this new thing. So it's just becoming ridiculous
They're just spending more money on shit that is just...
It's just another way to tax people. Meanwhile, we have the issue.
Who was the bright person that came up with that fucking idea? And there's going to be... I know there's somebody already right now looking at that whole device. It's like, oh, yeah, I could break out of that shit. All you had to do is fucking kick the window out. That's just what I would do. That device is just placed on your windshield. Nigga, kick the windshield out and keep it moving. That's it.
You know, a lot of things going on. You know, New York is becoming difficult to live. You know, now they approved the congestion pricing. Of course, there's lawsuits. So now we'll be charged $15 to drive in New York City.
But did you hear they're also doing that for pedestrians as well? In congested places where there are a lot of pedestrians that walk back and forth, they're going to start charging you, you know, with the biometrics and all that, you're gonna start getting little fines in the mail or little bills to pay just for walking. You know what I'm saying? They're looking for a lot of shit, and they're focusing on the wrong. Y'all, swear to God, New York City is focusing on the wrong shit. There is so much money out here to be made, and they're not focusing on that. Like you can make plenty of money from white people that eat whole bagels and don't put butter on it. Like, that's the type, you know what I'm saying? People that dress their dogs like human beings or put their dogs in a stroller. That's who you need to charge money. Like, for all of that, you need to get them. You know what I'm saying? Get those people.
You know, I usually mind my business, but that's another one of my gripes. You should not have your dog in a baby stroller. When I see dogs in a baby stroller, I don't know why it irritates me, but I just want to kick the whole stroller and the dog out of there. I just think it's ridiculous.
It is. It's fuck. Oh my goodness.
We hate New York City, but we love New York City.
Right.
There's nothing like it.
No place like. There's no place like New York. New York.
Good word.
I'll be harmonizing.
Yeah, so that was my gripe. You have any gripes?
No, well, the gripe that I told you know what my I really don't have a gripe. I just been watching on Instagram. I'm now following this page, and I don't know if it's called Karen's Gone Wild or Karen's Are Wild, but I just been watching a lot of videos of just crazy white women just doing absolutely the most craziest shit just to get attention. You know what I'm saying? Like just white women falling on the ground yelling, and white women asking black people or just random people like, yo, what are you doing here? You know what I'm saying? I watched the video as a car was driving, the car stopped, and this white lady just jumped on the hood and fell on the floor, was like, call the cops, he hit me. It was weird, but the shit is hilarious to me. The shit is hilarious. So anyway, those that want to get a shout out, please, you know, hit us up on IG, The Ignorant Know-It-Alls, or you could just email us at theignorantknowitalls@gmail.com.
Want to give a shout out to Black Swan Beauty. Want to give a shout out to Posmino.
Posmino, that's my dude. Posmino.
Want to give a shout out to Afro Latina. It was her birthday. We're celebrating her birthday tonight. Also, a big shout out to Mr. Guy Locker, Mr. Chicago Med himself.
Yeah.
All celebrating birthdays.
Everybody celebrating birthdays.
And a big shout out to Mr. Tony Rock, who's obviously in town in Jersey this weekend.
Shout out to Tone. Shout out to Giggles. Shout out to Mo Shady. Shout out to let's give a shout. Shout out to my man P90 Trav. I know he's out there doing his thing. Shout out to Mayor Swag. Continue to keep doing the craziest shit so we can continue to keep recording this podcast and keep fucking having a show every Saturday, 12 to 1 on 92.6 The Spot
of WKBP.
Yes, sir. I'm your boy Wavy McGuire, aka the Ignorant Know-It-All, aka the Lazy Genius, genuine biting my style with the aggressive beard.
And I'm the Brooklyn Basquiat. We'll see you next time on the Ignorant Know-It-Alls.
Yo, we out of here. Peace.